be free, but she never really could be. Not on the inside, anyway. She had a lot of dead trees and bad roots from her past in LA. That's all she ever really wanted, is to be free, happy. And she was tired of trying and never really finding it. She was tired of the daily hustle, constant struggle to pretend things were good when underneath the facade she was miserable. She was tired of the fake love and the same story she was telling herself, and she wanted her way out, but she was trapped in her war of art. So she did what any prisoner of war would do when they see no way out. She silently gave up the fight when she lost hope. And one day when she was busy looking the other way, cancer got her. So suddenly. And on the surface is a terrible story. And it crushed the hearts of the one she loved. And it crushed her. Because even though she wasn't happy, she still loved to love. She loved to have fun. Hot damn, could she light a room. But her and I both know nothing is ever what it seems. And just because you want a second chance doesn't mean you'll get it. Because cancer is a brutal disease. It doesn't care what you want. It doesn't care what your race is, or how much money you have, or if you're a good person. No. Cancer comes in with one intent. To kill. To annihilate. And the medical system thinks their medications will fix shit. But I think that's what actually did her in. The radiation. And it took her before I could really process the fact that my favorite person in the whole world was not going to be around anymore. Like, how do you prepare for that? You don't. That's how grief sets in like a disease. Much like it did her. But now I know sometimes people go because they are needed somewhere else. Somewhere on another level. In a different world. And now I know she's much happier than she's ever been where she is. And every day she inspires me to see life and love very differently. And I truly believe she saved me when cancer tried to take me. So maybe she died so she could be there for me. In a way she couldn't be if she was still here. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy for thinking that maybe I could still talk to her even though she's not here anymore. But being crazy makes me feel better than it does when I feel like I don't have her anymore. Anyway, I just want to say, she was my hero. She still is. My best friend. My grandmother. My mother's mother. My guardian angel. Bev. And I know together we are doing some amazing things. And so I just want to say, thank you for helping me. It really means the world to me.
Means the world to me. Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.